Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Good to be with you on a Tuesday, Payne and Pendergast. Sports Radio 610 Texans back out on the practice field in a couple of hours, 8:30 this morning. The guys on In the Loop will have A.J. Cann on the show after practice. New Texans right guard, I'm assuming he's going to be, if the offensive line plays out the way we think it will. Nick Caserio was on with us yesterday, and we asked him about Derek Stingley, the first overall pick. He gave us the scouting report on Derek Stingley, but then kind of impromptu, he laid out the timeline for Derek Stingley coming back from his foot injury.
You know, from a health standpoint, that's always a question. You know, where was he or where is he from a foot standpoint? So, I mean, I think in the end we felt comfortable with what the final diagnosis was going to be. I'd say he's certainly working through it here this spring. You know, I think we'll probably – and I'd say that he's at least making some progress. I'd say he definitely still has some work to do just in terms of being ready to go for camp.
That got a lot of run yesterday, Seth. That quote right there – Derek Stingley's got a lot of work to do. Nick volunteered that information. I was going to follow up with a question about his health, just about what made you comfortable about the foot. Nick proactively tagged that on to his scouting report on Derek Stingley. That got a lot of run yesterday that he's got work to do to be ready for camp. How concerned are we? You were a little concerned yesterday about that. You've had a chance to sleep on it now.
Yeah.
Are you more concerned? Less concerned or same amount of concern?
Same amount of concernedness. So it's impossible to say whether it's a good thing, a bad thing. Was it an unexpected setback? Was he doing okay and now he's doing worse? Did he injure himself? Mm-hmm. I don't know all those things.
Yeah.
I think Nick Caserio has kind of shown a trend of doing this a little bit. I think he tries to send up warning flares about something. So whether it's trading back in the draft, which they ultimately didn't end up doing with the number three pick, but he put that out there very early, I think, to prep people that, look, hey, I know you're married to this number three overall pick, but there's a chance we could move back. And I think that's probably the smart thing to do for sometimes having the reputation of, not caring what the public thinks or think. Mm-hmm. I think Caserio tries to massage it a little bit, at least.
It's funny you say that. He also, I remember, I thought about this yesterday. At one point, during one of the media availabilities that he did, either on our show or an actual media availability, a press conference prior to the draft, it might have been the one that he did for all the media the week before the draft, he had an answer where he specifically addressed injured prospects.
Yeah.
You know, taking a look at injured prospects and trying to factor that into their value. I think everybody assumed that meant maybe a Jameson Williams was coming back from the ACL. I think a lot of people thought maybe it meant the Ajabu kid from David Ajabu from Michigan, who might get a red shirt year here with Baltimore because he's coming back from a pretty serious Achilles tear that he suffered during the pro days at Michigan. But Derek Stingley fits that category. He's a guy coming back from an injury.
Well, Derek Stingley, remember his draft stock, his supposed draft stock, fluctuated wildly because he went from being a guy that forever people thought was going to be a top three pick to then not even a top 10 pick. Oh, what are you talking about? Derek Stingley, he's not even a top 10 pick. And then after he did his pro day and kind of people could be reminded of just how freakishly athletic he is, he vaulted back up there. So yeah, I think whenever Nick had said it, it might have been during that lull in the Derek Stingley draft stock status. I think that I'm not overly concerned about it other than it is a foot/ ankle type of issue. And that whenever Liz Frank can mean a lot of things, it's a midfoot bone / ligament issue. And sometimes that means multiple bones just because there's so many bones in your sometimes a ligament after it's repaired or after it heals ends up behaving differently and they got to tweak things. So ever since, whether it's Matt Schaub or anybody else, they always say, oh yeah, Liz Frank's no big deal. And I feel like they're talking about maybe in normal life, if what you're trying to get back to is mow the lawn.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit different if you're supposed to be a world-class defensive back.
Yeah.
The demands might be a little bit more complex.
This is where things like the pro day factor in for me is Derek Stingley got drafted 3rd overall, and he's got this foot issue, and he's still coming back from it, but he did run a 4.37 at his pro day.
Like, yeah,
he's done something physical using that foot at an elite level within the last couple of months. So if this was just the normal trajectory and the Texans were planning for this, then obviously I'm not as concerned about it. They were planning for it. We just don't know if this is something, as you pointed out, Seth, we don't know if this is a new issue or not.
Yeah, I guess the whole thing about the 40, Sean, is that like one single instance of running and jumping fast on one day, it's better than nothing. But it doesn't really tell you a whole lot about how somebody's going to withstand to a week of practice,
yeah,
or an entire football game. The same thing happens like with anybody coming back from any injury. This is one of the dangers and one of the things that happens is that in a rehab environment, you can look really good and you're back up to doing as much in the weight room as you did beforehand, or just maybe not even in the weight room, but running a 40 or running certain things, you look just as fast. But then you get out and try to do it for 2 hours against other people who are moving really fast, and it's a whole different deal. And I said weight room at first, and that is part of it. But I know, like, one thing that used to drive Dan Riley, the strength coach, crazy was that the physical therapists or the trainers might release a guy to go practice, and they'd say, okay, you can go lift weights now too. And Dan would get him in the weight room, and he'd be like, this guy is like 25% weaker than he usually is, and you're putting him out on a football field. What the hell? So it's never as simple as just like, oh, yeah, look, he can run fast again.
Yeah. It's, you know what? We need to psychoanalyze how you and I process these injuries, because it's weird. I'm not super concerned about Stingley. You're more concerned than I am. I'm still super concerned about Lance McCullers, and yet I feel like with McCullers, you're less concerned. I don't know what – there's something there. I just don't know what it is.
I guess with McCullers, part of it is that there's so many good pitchers on the staff already.
Okay.
If they were scraping the bottom of the barrel with their 4th and 5th pitcher –
can't say that,
like,
about
okay.
Corner on the Texans.
No. Yeah, so I think that might be as simple as that.
That's true.
And I've kind of accepted that with Lance – you're going to expect adversity at some point in the season. So maybe I'm delusional about this, but I kind of figure, hey, you know what? Get it out of the way in the first half of the season. He'll be good and fresh and ready to go in the postseason.
Yeah, you've got it baked into your analysis already. That's what a good stat nerd does.
The other thing about the 40 time, Sean, aside from the experience that I have with it through multiple injuries, for linemen especially, this is what happens. In the off season, you get really strong in the weight room.
Yeah.
You get explosive. Maybe you put on 20 pounds, and you know that it's all good weight. And it must be because I'm running I ran the fastest 40 I've ever run. Then you get out into like 45 minutes into a 95-degree day practice.
Doesn't matter.
Where's that 40 now?
Yeah,
you can't even finish a 40, you fat sow.
Doesn't matter.
Lose some weight. Yeah.
You lose some weight. Hey, join us for a toast to the general – John McClain, Wednesday, June 15th at the Houston Improv. I'll be emceeing it, but the main event is John McClain, but the special guests, Mean Joe Green, Kenny Houston, Robert Brazil, Patty Smith, Dan Pastorini, Elvin Bethea, Gary Kubiak, a whole lot more. Tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. There are still some tickets left, but it's for a great cause. It's for Be an Angel. That's Dan Pastorini's charity that benefits children with special needs, presented by Sterling McCall Automotive, a Group 1 company, and of course we are a sponsor of it as well here at Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. A toast to the general John McClain. You can get your tickets at the Houston Improv, Ticketmaster.com. So get that done now. Be there. It's going to be a fun night. June 15th, it's a Wednesday. Benefits a great cause. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right, up next, the Deshaun Watson HBO special is tonight. Rusty Harden was on a podcast yesterday and laid out what needs to happen going forward before finding out what the decision is going to be on Deshaun Watson. And he also laid out some of what the details from the meetings that Deshaun had with the NFL. We'll hear from Rusty Harden next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.